The world's largest retailer, Walmart, announced this morning that it is giving its employees a raise. Nearly 500,000 full and part-time minimum wage workers at both Walmart and Sam's Club will see their pay rise to $9 an hour by April, and by next February, it'll go up again to $10 an hour. And the move comes, as we know, after Walmart has had an especially strong holiday shopping season and its first increase in shopper traffic after a two-year slump, but also a lot of protests over the wages made by in-store workers. Joining us now from Bentonville, Arkansas, is Dan Bartlett, Walmart's Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs. Dan, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
Well, why this change right now?
Well, we've taken a long, hard look at various issues and circumstances for our associates, whether it be their compensation, the training they're providing, we're providing, as well as career opportunities. And then we felt like at this moment in our company's history, when you look at where what customers expect in our stores, where we're headed in the future of retail, that this was the time to make a major investment in our associates. So the $1 billion new investment we are making will lift the wages of approximately 500,000 of our fellow associates. But just as importantly, it's also going to provide new training opportunities for the skills they need to be successful in our stores, because 75% of our management comes from the hourly ranks. So we see the connectivity there, and we want to be more purposeful in our approach to making sure that those who want to have a career at Walmart and in retail will have that opportunity.
But how much does it really lift the wages? Because the average wage of an in-store worker at Walmart is already above $11 an hour, and this is going to bump up the pay to $9 an hour and then to $10 an hour in February of 2016.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because a lot of people may have the wrong perception that almost all of our workforce is making the federal minimum wage. You're right. A lot of our associates are already making well above the minimum wage. With these changes, just this year, our average will go, an average full-time associate will be making approximately $13 an hour, and our part-time associates under the changes this year will be making $10 an hour. So we do think that's a significant change. But just as importantly, we're not just investing in our entry-level workforce. We're also making key investments in the department manager role. We have about 40,000 or so department managers across the country. They'll be getting a pay raise this summer to $13 an hour, and then next year they will be moving to $15 an hour. It's also important to understand that our assistant managers, and we have thousands of assistant managers, store managers, they can make anywhere between $40,000 and $60,000 a year, and our store managers can make up to $150,000 a year. So it's an economic ladder of opportunity at Walmart, and we want to make sure each rung of that opportunity is achievable for them. So whether you're at a starting wage that will move to $10, the training we're going to provide, the 401k benefits that we provide, education benefits, and those things, to make sure that if you have a job at Walmart, you also have a career at Walmart.
Is this about the competitive landscape, though, that at a point where we have unemployment closer to 5% than 10%, where it was just a few years ago, that you really have to start offering employees more of a reason to stay at Walmart? Because we know there is big turnover at Walmart, as there is at many other large chains, but that you've got to give people a reason to stay at Walmart right now in this economy.
The job market is tightening. Competitors, retailers, or across the board have to be competitive to not only attract but then retain talent. So we obviously have that in mind. Our ultimate goal is to make sure that we have a customer experience in our stores that makes customers want to come back. And we know a critical ingredient of that is their relationship with our associates. And so making sure that we have an engaged associate that is trained with the right skills in order to succeed in our stores is critically important to the future of our company and the health of our company. So this is a business investment. I know there are some out there who want to talk about this in the terms of political statements, but quite the contrary. This is a business investment we are making in order to improve store experience, to make sure that we meet the expectation of our customers.
So would Walmart be okay then if it is raising the minimum wage for its employees up to $10 an hour by 2016 with a federal minimum wage raise up to $10 an hour? Would you be in favor of that? Do you think that all employers should be offering that?
We can't speak for the circumstances of other companies. We can only speak from what's right for Walmart associates. We've remained neutral in the debate about a federal minimum wage. Obviously, if they increase it now, that will not be relevant to us because we're already moving there on our own. I think the public has been frustrated by the lack of a lot of progress not being made in Washington, D.C., and so companies like us are going to have to make decisions on what's best for our own associates, and that's what this is about today.
Well, do you think other companies should follow the lead of Walmart and raise their minimum wage up to $10 an hour?
Well, we've got enough on our plate to worry about Walmart and our own problems, our own challenges, and our own opportunities. So we're not. I don't think it's right for me to say what our competitors or others do.
So you don't want to get in on that Washington debate.
I'm not going to take the bait.
All right. Okay. Dan Bartlett, Walmart's Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs. Thank you for joining us.